introduce yourself and spell your last name.
Okay, I'm Eric Leissa, L-E-I-S-S-A, graduated in 1964, and attended the School of Bachelor of Arts, and majored in Social Studies and Education.
Okay, what is today's date real fast before we continue on?
September 20th, 2014.
Why Fenn College?
Well, for me, it was affordable, and I was an older student. I had worked at Warner and Swayze and other areas, and I decided I wanted college education, so Fenn was available, and it also had a co-op program, which I enjoyed very much, because it was a chance to keep in touch with the real world, and I had co-opted in the Cleveland school systems on different occasions, and I got to see what teaching was really like compared to what they tell you in the classroom.
Do you remember anything from that co-op experience? You said you got to see what it was really like compared to the classroom. What did that translate to for you then?
Well, I can see why the Cleveland schools still have problems. And not too much has changed.
Fair enough. Where was your education classes then when you weren't doing your co-op? Where were your classes at Fenn?
Well, I had classes both in the Fenn Tower and Stillwell Hall. And I took some night school classes over at the engineering, I think it was Foster Hall. I had some classes there at night.
Do you have any memories in particular that sort of that you reminisced about since being on campus for the 50th anniversary?
Well, the school is certainly spread out and much larger, and takes longer to get around. And thing I recall too at the Fenn Tower, when we had to sign up for our classes, we had to stand on a stairway and wait for an hour and a half to go up the steps to sign for classes and then go to the book room. And here at Cleveland State today, everything's so spread out and roomy, and it's hard to get used to it. You're not bumping elbows with everybody.
So Fenn Tower, your classes were, what were the classrooms like in Fenn Tower? I've never been in Fenn Tower.
Well, the classrooms were relatively small, and our Professor Jordan, a sociology professor, he had classes there. Some of the philosophy classes were also there with Professor Butler. And then I remember the swimming pool area, and that they never heard that too much chlorine was too much, and you'd go into the rooms to change and that, and your eyes would water because of the heavy odor of chlorine in the room, and then the water in the pool was always cold. I was never comfortable in it.
We're celebrating 50 years in 2014. That means you were right there at the turnover.
Right. Well, at the time I started school, Stillwell Hall wasn't available yet. It was a year or two later they gutted the building and revamped and put the cafeteria and the library and stuff over there. And so actually Stillwell Hall wasn't available, as I recall, for at least 2 years after I started school there.
So how did you feel as a student when you found out that, this new state university is going to be absorbing your college? Do you remember how you felt about hearing that news, or what did you think that was going to translate to?
Well, I thought it would be a good thing, and I was hoping they would keep the co-op program, because I always thought that was very beneficial. And some of the things I thought that probably would get lost about the last 2 years I graduated, some of the professors, we would go to their homes on a weekend or an evening, and I took one of my philosophy finals at the professor's home, and then we had cookie and, you know, stuff to eat and things like that. And Professor Inc in history had us at his house, well, the economic professor, I can't think of his name at the moment. We went to Garfield Heights at his house and had, you know, lunch and so on. So it was a very camaraderie and close fit between the students and the faculty. And I imagine today, Cleveland State, that's not the case.
It is much bigger at this point. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Eric, before we turn it over to Judith over here?
No, I think I've pretty much said it.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate you sitting down with me.
Okay.